Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On today, restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Currently $54 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity internet or TV and price subject to change.
When back to the office means back in traffic.
Blocking the three right lanes, multiple emergency crews on the scene.
You can rely on your Northern California Honda Dealers Traffic Center.
On the shoulder now, so that's good. Traffic is getting by.
From your traffic leader, KCBS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. And one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company. With their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. Because the Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded to get the most out of your walk, including a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Find Skechers Workout Walker for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's local family-owned pest control company.
Football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey.
Yee. I do love Uncle Larry. I feel like you know that about me. But
can I ask a personal question? Because, Ev, I do want to get to know you a little more.
Of course, man.
All right.
We're here for the next 2 days. We got 8 hours together.
I would say of the people that work here, you're one of the most in shape people. Maybe number one on my power rankings.
On your power rankings?
Yes.
I try to be.
Are you a big cheeseburger guy?
Not often, but yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I'm an American. I'm red-blooded. I love cheeseburgers.
Maybe once a week, maybe. Maybe once every 2 weeks. How often?
A cheeseburger, I'm not going to lie. If I got to roll up and I'm just, I love a good piece of red meat. That's probably my favorite. But cheeseburger, I like once a month.
Once a month, okay. Yeah. All right, so maybe I'm out of the mix here. Like, when you got the baby and the wife.
I eat a lot of Mexican food, though.
Oh, well, bro, I'm at least one burrito a week.
Yeah, exactly.
At minimum.
Instead of a cheeseburger, for me, it's just a big old wet fat burrito.
Exactly. And we're going to get back into the Niners in just a second, but I'm curious on this one. So, like, there are times we do Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, like, whatever it is. We're busy. Like, I try to cook, and I try to make things, you know, at the house and then have leftovers and whatnot. And I try to do pre-prepared meals, but I will, and I raise my hand, I will go get fast food, you know, cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at a report yesterday. Shake Shack is going to close 6 different locations in California.
They've been robbed or what?
I don't know. There's a variety. I guess they're underperforming, et cetera. Now, In-N-Out closed one in Oakland as well.
It's true.
I believe. Well, and so
that was because they're getting robbed.
I'm going to make you choose. You have, now, I freely admit on the front end, I like both. I lean more in the direction of one, but I do like both. I'll DoorDash every now and then. Shake Shack at Stonestown. They have it at Stonestown. Mm-hmm. And they got these cherry peppers that are just, oh my God. They're Carter, right? The cherry pepper with the burger is, it's good.
Soul fire.
They got crinkle fries. They got chicken nuggets. They got really nice shakes. It's excellent.
I'm making you
choose between the two. In-N-Out or Shake Shack.
That's a tough call. Honestly, on convenience alone, because that is a big part of it for me, I gotta roll In-N-Out. I just have to. I mean, it's so much more convenient. The price point for me is also very important. And it's just a staple. I mean, it's a comfort Californian thing. I'm not going to tell you it's the greatest burger in the world.
No.
But In-N-Out is for me. It just is.
I don't get, people get so outraged over In-N-Out. Like, okay, I do a lot of baseball coaching. We'll have multiple kids in the car, me and Jimbo, and roll up, car full of 12-year-olds. Dude, it's like $45, and everyone's eating like a king. The black and white shake, by the way, just all time. You know, it's vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah,
it's
just
all time. I go In-N-Out over Shake Shack. I will eat both. I freely admit I love both, actually. Mm-hmm. I go In-N-Out. So when you call in today, when you give your IUK stuff, I want to know, Shake Shack or In-N-Out?
Okay, I
we
like
to
that.
Make a determination.
Yeah, because again, we do want to lighten the mood. I understand things may not look great in Santa Clara. It's a bit of a, you know, well, it could be a clouded day. It feels like it always is in the city.
It's a lovely day, Bill Withers. I'm getting my guru on.
That's fantastic. In that case, I'll give you an early four here. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky here on the roast. Look, we are trying to get to the bottom of this BA thing, but I like throwing that in there. If you also at the very end want to tell us what your favorite burger is between In-N-Out and Shake Shack, happy to hear it. I'm already getting hungry. This is the other part of it too, Shasky. I usually fast at the beginning of days. I don't eat for like the first 4 or 5 hours of a day. I'm just not hungry in the morning. But now you're making me want to eat.
Must be nice.
Now you're making me want to eat. I swear to God. So let's start things off with Ron in South San Francisco.
What's up, Ron? Shake Shack or In-N-Out before you give us your IU take.
Hey, yeah, what's up, Ron? Oh, lost him. You hate to see it.
Ron, call back.
He couldn't make the choice. It was too hard. Could not make the choice. Oh, my God. I mean, so, and like, this is it, too. I mean, I feel like we've been going around in circles with this, and the opportunity just to hear from the general manager, I don't know if we'll hear from him again before the beginning of the regular season, unless, of course, it's to announce a contract extension with either Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk. But it is interesting to me, Shasky, just kind of going through some of his comments this offseason. You know, you look at, in April, he was shutting down all trade talks about Brandon Ayuk. He was jumping on reporters before the draft. I'm not talking about that. I'm not getting into that. You know, I'm not talking about his agent going to discuss things with other teams. Even 2 weeks ago, you know, he was quoted as saying, basically, you know, I mean, right now, there's no bad blood. We don't, you know, we feel urgency to get it done. Yesterday was just a very different tone, man. It was a very different tone from John Lynch, and I'm curious what people feel about it.
I think the fines are going to start coming. Like, I think they're going to do that. They've done it basically with Trent Williams, and you can't pay back their fines, but they'll work it into the contract somehow. It sure feels, just based off tone, if you're reading body language and the tone of what John Lynch is saying, Trent Williams will be on the 49ers this year in some capacity at some point. I don't know if I can make that same strong statement regarding Ayuk. I don't get the same confidence that he's here long term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're frustrated with themselves. I think they're frustrated really much so with Brandon Ayuk. And I don't understand how this gets resolved here. And I don't understand. I hear so many people, you could pay this guy. They're like $40 million over the cap for next year. And they've got a zillion free agents, set to become Aaron Banks, Hufanga, D'Amino Lenore, Charvarius Ward. I mean, I can just go right down the list, yeah. Right? There's a million guys. And I just don't know how they're going to be able to balance all their books. I really don't.
I'm not sure. And look, right now, if you're making a choice, like, this isn't In-N-Out versus Shake Shack. Trent Williams and B.A. is not In-N-Out versus Shake Shack. That'd be like, I don't know, In-N-Out versus a homemade frozen burger, a microwavable patty. Although, to be fair, sometimes you can roll in, and if you do it right, I'm not saying you're flipping burgers on the grill, but I'm saying Trent Williams would be, the quadruple stack with grilled onions, and BA at this point, in terms of importance to the 49ers, is White Castle.
Dude, White Castle. Oh, no, he's better than that.
He's better than White Castle.
And I don't want to dismiss White Castle. Here's what I would say is that if Trent Williams is the filet mignon, okay, which is one of the more tender cuts that you can have. Some people prefer filet, some like prime rib.
Yeah.
It could be either one of those. Then I would put Ayuk more in like a top sirloin,
yep,
category, tri-tip category. He's just a step down, right? He's still really good and delicious, but
what's the order of prime versus choice? Like, what is considered?
Well, the top 2% or whatever is going to be prime. It's basically based off marbling. When they split open the prime rib, they put this, like, this sensor over it, and they kind of tell by how much marbling and how much fat is on there. Choice is a step below. Select below that. No roll, meaning they don't roll the stamping grade over it. And that's kind of like your frozen Philly cheesesteak stuff that you would get at, like some of these delis and whatnot.
IBs or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, in that case, Trent Williams is prime. BA's choice.
Nope. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And they got to get this done, man. Like, we've got to start talking about football. Like, as a fan base, as an organization, everybody needs to move on. And quite frankly, I want to see Brock Purdy with all of his weapons. I want to see this offense with all of their weapons, because I have a lot of questions on the run defense. I have a lot of questions on what does their defense look like when they don't have Dre Greenlaw? That they don't have Talanoa Hufanga to start this season off. Are we sure about George Odom being a starting safety? He's a really nice special teams player. I know he's had really good practices. Are we sure about that? Like, I have legitimate questions. Are we sure about right tackle right now with Colt McKivitz?
Yeah.
Are we sure Jalen Moore is not going to give up 10,000 sacks if it's him instead of Trent Williams? I have too many question marks on this team.
Well, and right now you only have two tackles on the roster. I mean, there's an expectation that Trent's going to be the third. But even if you only have three tackles, last time I checked, two of them got a start.
I know.
I mean, last time I checked, you only have one guy backing up both positions. And that's something that is a little concerning. But again, we can't talk about that right now, because the offseason has been hijacked by who's getting what and how much money is deserved to a certain player and what's the gap and are the Niners cheap? Is BA difficult to deal with? All of these conversations have hijacked the football conversations that you've talked about. And so again, I want to ask the fans before we got to hit a break here, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, where are you at with Ayuk right now? Again, he was not at practice yesterday after being expected to be. We'll get back into John Lynch sound on the other side. And, of course, we're also taking your burger takes. In-N-Out for Shake Shack, who you got, where you headed, where you dropping the dough, who's got the best shakes, who's got the best burgers, who's got the best fries. We want to lighten it up here on a Thursday amidst all this controversy with the 49ers. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. A reminder that 95.7 The Game at Harding Park is on Friday, September 6th. Boy, just a couple days before kickoff on Monday night. The Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. And what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill. Joe Butcher Boy Shasky with you as always here on the Morning Roast. And look, I know things seem like they are circular right now for the San Francisco 49ers, but we did get finally, I believe, Shasky, a glimpse into just how the brass, how the brain trust is feeling about this situation. And I know it all sucks and it's frustrating, but I do find some solace in the fact that it appears that they're just about as fed up as we are. Like, it's not as if they're poo-pooing this, they're putting it down. It feels like as we've approached or are approaching game week, the Niners are basically telling us, like, you have appropriate fear. You have appropriate frustration as a fan watching this entire thing play out for 6 months. I think they affirmed basically everything that I've been feeling this summer, and it was at least good for me to see it on Lynch's face yesterday.
I keep coming back to the, like, I think they're better with him, obviously. We all think they're better with him. But is there something to be said for, like, you just need a resolution, and at this point, if he's not going to play on the fifth-year option, or you think it's going to cause more of a, you know, stir up in terms of frustrating the dynamics of the team. And I'm not saying he's some like malcontent, but you know, this is natural. Hey, I'm on a 5th-year contract. I'm only getting, let's just say, half the snaps or 3/4 of the snaps. How does that affect that player? You know, how does that affect his demeanor, his concentration? Do I want that guy frustrated walking around every single day? Which I can understand his frustration. Like, Lynch is a player. He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something to be said for just making the trade today? Just make the trade today because you know you can't come to a resolution on the contract and you have determined that it's actually better long term for your organization. Forget the short term. Like, we just need to remove this situation from this year and we need to worry about this year. Cause he said his exact line was like, hey, we're gearing up for the regular season. We're getting ready to get going. Things are rocking. Guys are working their butts off essentially. And we're going to play a little more of it.
Yeah.
But I took it as like, hey dude, the train has left the station. Purdy's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl this year. Debo's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. Now, their contracts are in place. McCaffrey's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. And this thing needs to get resolved for us to get everyone on this train as we leave the station.
This is from the 925, the Xfinity Mobile text line. BA thinks he's bigger than the team. I can't believe he showed up but didn't practice yesterday. I think there's a lot of people that share that sentiment, 925. And from the 650, trade BA already and give that money to Trent. You know, I don't even know if it's about Trent in regards to the money. I don't even know if it's about Purdy. I don't know what it's about at this point. Because the expectation yesterday was that he was going to be on the practice field and he was going to be going through the individual workouts or whatever else they had planned for him, and he simply wasn't. Before we play the first 6 or 7 minutes of John Lynch's press conference, because I thought it was a great insight into where he is at and where the San Francisco 49ers are at in regards to Brandon Ayuk and his potential extension.
I know you want to go out to the phone lines, but I always hear this because like a bunch of my buddies last night were asking the same thing. Why does he just practice? And I hear from a lot of people, I want to say on the front end, I do understand the sentiment. They're like, I could get hurt and I have too much money that I could risk. But nobody ever, like, and I'm not trying to just cape up the organization. I'm saying it goes both ways. No one ever says, like, well, they did pay Dre Greenlaw and he tore his Achilles. You know, the Warriors did pay Klay Thompson and he got hurt and it sucks. Like, Eric Armstead got paid and got hurt. It does suck. It goes both ways. I understand both sides of the equation. There's risk when you give someone a contract, and there's risk when you don't have the long-term contract that you could lose out on money that you could gain. And I see both sides of the coin on this one. It sucks because I want my team to have some of my best players and I want to go freaking win a Super Bowl.
100%. That's what everyone wants. And that's what I feel like has been in question this offseason. Do the Niners really all together in a united front want to just go out and play football and win a Super Bowl? Because I think they all do in the locker room. If you ask every single one of them down there, yeah, of course one of them is Super Bowl. It's a stupid question. But your actions are telling me something different. Your actions are telling me that it's more about getting the money than getting the ring. And that's a decision that everyone has to make. And it's also an understandable one. You want to have contract security. You want to have financial security. You want to make generational wealth for yourself. And then you also want to compete at a high level. I mean, money talks first and foremost, Chris Tucker. So it's something that we have to deal with at this point.
I know we're going to go out to the lines 888-957-9570. Like, just that. Niner fans, where are you at with this whole saga?
Yes.
But
yeah,
I always have this saying. At the end of the day, I lay down next to my wife. And that's really the only two people, I don't know who is in Brandon Ayuk's life. I believe he's got a girlfriend or a wife. I don't, he's got some significant other. It's whatever, like, is good for you and your family. So in your algorithm that you're discussing, for some people it is money over everything. For other people, it's I want to make a lot of money, but I also want to be professionally happy. For some people, I want to live in this part of the world. You know, I want to live near family, or I want to live as far away from family as possible. For some people, it's like I want a job where I can grow within the company. I don't know what his desires are.
We don't, because we haven't really heard from Brandon Ayuk
at all.
We've heard through social media. We've heard through videos or FaceTimes or TikToks or social media scrubbings. We've seen subliminal messages thrown by Brandon Ayuk, but we haven't heard from him nor his agent. And honestly, I'm not sure what good it would do for him to talk at this point.
I agree with that.
But we did hear John Lynch speak, and I want to get Don and Concord's take on
this. What's
up, Don? 888-957-9570 is the number. Don's out in Concord, wants to talk about Brandon Ayuk. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Shout out to Sam Look, and he's my man.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you know, Shasky, first of all, I love that Pleasant Hill In-N-Out burger I eat over there all the time.
It's so good, isn't it? It's so good.
Yeah, I love it. You got to get the spread and the fries.
Yeah.
But you know,
hell yeah.
Mr. Ayuk needs to lace up his cleats, get his hat, and act like a pro, man. He's the best football player. I love the guy. Got his jersey. He just needs to get out there and play some football. What do you think, Jess?
I mean, I think it's easy for all of us to be like, go out there and play. But I also understand from his point of view, like, yeah, I am on a $14, $15 million guaranteed deal this year, but I can make $80 million guaranteed. And if I slip on the field, if I break a hand, if I, you know, do anything that jeopardizes it, maybe that $80 million guaranteed goes down to $55 guaranteed and I lose out on $20 million. And there's it's easy for me to sit here and say, bet on yourself. Like, it is. It's easy for me because I have nothing to risk. He's the one risking it. And
he's also risking being put in that situation right now.
What do you mean?
The fact that Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are, whatever the gap is, yeah, it could be $2 million, could be 20. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
The longer this goes on, the more likely they're going to force him to play on the fifth year, in my opinion. Because,
oh, so like here's hypothetically $80 million guaranteed, or you play on the fifth year and tough.
Like I thought we heard yesterday that the Niners are prepared to put their foot down, and it's going to start with fines. I don't know if they'll necessarily suspend him, though. After multiple absences of practice, they will have the ability to do that. But yesterday, if they really wanted to fine him, that's $6,500. Today, if he doesn't show up to practice, that's $11,000. Tomorrow, if he doesn't show up to practice, that's $16,000. And everything from then on is $45,000 maximum. Trent Williams has already said, dude, fine me. I don't care.
$4 million he's got fined.
I don't care about the money. I'm holding out and I'm doing what I want. And I can at least respect that, because Trent Williams is telling you money is not the most important thing to him when and if he gets paid. Brandon Ayuk's been playing this in and out dance of, I'm at practice, but I'm on the side, and I'm kind of working out, I'm keeping myself in shape, but really what I'm trying to do is not accrue $4 million in fines. What I'm really trying to do is not pick up or have to sign a check to the 49ers or whoever else it goes to, some charity perhaps, that I don't want to be fined. And now the Niners, I believe they fined him yesterday, and I think they will continue to fine him until he gets his ass on the practice field.
Yeah,
That's where it counts.
I'm surprised that they didn't really know. Like, they said, hey, do you think he's going to practice? I don't know. Like, how did you misread that? Like, how did you not know what he was going to do?
I think for the same reason they misread the wide receiver market.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, ideally, yes, you're right. And like, I think sometimes we give a lot of credit squad to these guys.
But like, have a feel for your squad. Like, okay, for example, like when I look at some of the great just businessmen, general managers, head coaches,
yeah,
like Phil understood his guys, Phil Jackson. Bob Myers, I felt like, even though he made a lot of mistakes, like Phil, he had a good feel for his guys, right? Mm-hmm. And he knew how a guy would react to certain situations. Like, think of the best managers you ever worked for, like Matt Hagan. I can give him a lot of credit, you know, but he kind of understands how me and Bonte are going to react when he starts criticizing us. And we're a little soft when it comes to criticism, and he knows that. And so he picks and chooses his spots. The Niners had to have a feel for whether he was going to show up yesterday. And it feels like not only do they misread the market, they misread how he was going to react during negotiations. They've now misread how he's going to react once they threw a deadline out there and the real week zero started and we were preparing for the Jets and he didn't want to play.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I want to get to that sound right now. Again, Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Butcher Boy Shasky here on the Morning Roast. I want to get to that sound because what you're talking about, Shasky, is the expectation that Ayuk was going to be at practice yesterday and he wasn't. And this was the press conference that preceded that practice. And I think it's very interesting knowing what we know now, because I think you're right. I think they misread the wide receiver market. I think they misread their player. And they clearly, yesterday, misread whether or not Brandon Ayuk was going to be at practice. Here's John Lynch yesterday at the podium.
And here we go.
All right. I might.
National reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today, to your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
When was the decision made, and when was he examined to make sure to see if his back?
We don't get into those details. That's medical stuff. But he has been cleared, and we're ready to roll.
Is that the only dynamic that's changed here that would make him practice today?
Yeah, in theory, yeah.
If he does not practice, chooses not to, will he?
Then we'll deal with that. Yeah.
John, you told us you're impatient and this thing's really dragged on. Is this just driving you crazy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.